Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a breakdown of Sad Romance, the deluxe version by CK. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Sad Romance Deluxe was released on June 16th, 2023 under Warner Music Africa. It has 15 tracks and quite a number of top-tier features. There's Joe Boy, Ira Star, Davido, Focalisti, Kabidoza, Techno, Black Bones, Mayra Andrade, Ronisia. Wow, it is stacked. Absolutely stacked. Now, Sad Romance Deluxe is a follow-up to Sad Romance, which was released in September 2022. And I just wanted to highlight the differences between the two albums for you. Now, initially, Sad Romance, and this is quite interesting, Sad Romance was released with 12 tracks. Now, when you look at it, the 12th track has been grayed out, which is Love Nwantiti. And I remember saying, I think in the review to Sad Romance, that I thought it was a great idea that they put Love Nwantiti on there, even though the song is like 3-4 years old. It's clearly his biggest track and the career maker, basically. And it's still going strong. So to me, it made sense. Why it's been grayed out now, I don't know. So, interesting. However, if we compare the two albums, the places of difference are four tracks. And the four tracks that we hadn't heard before, or that were not part of Sad Romance, are track number three, Capture My Soul with Joe Boy, absolute hit, and it's doing some nice things. But this one, the next one, track four, Noi. Ooh, this is the song. My daughter is like 3 years old, and this is the only song she wants to hear. The only song she wants to hear. So I know the lyrics, I know the video, I know everything inside out because of her. and then, which other track? Neka featuring Techno, which is track nine. That's a new track. And then Hallelujah featuring Black Bones, which was a single that CK released in May. So that one's got quite a few streams. It's actually got about 6 million streams on Spotify right now. So as a result, all these tracks are just slotted right in between everything else. And that means the track listing of Sad Romance as we knew it is now different, totally different in the deluxe version. What's interesting to note as well when you look at the stats is Neka featuring Techno has got like low streams comparatively. Right now it's sitting at 127,000 streams, and the closest track is, in terms of streams, is You Cheated, I Cheated Too, which is sitting on about 580,000 streams. So when you look at the strategy side of things, maybe, you know, just slotting the tracks randomly, I'm pretty sure it wasn't random, but randomly within the other tracks from Sad Romance, it worked for the most part. But then Neka featuring Techno is suffering for streams because of this. Because essentially, if somebody hadn't or doesn't remember the track listing from Sad Romance, they can easily miss this track and not really listen to it, thinking, it was just, you know, it probably was already there. So from a strategy perspective, maybe that could have changed. And before I do continue, do head over to redsau.com, redsau.com, and get your I Love African Music t-shirts. You can also get I Love Nigerian Music t-shirts there, and I promise you it's going to be worth it. And that is also how you support the podcast. So head over to redsau.com and get your fix. Besides that, from a musical perspective, the four tracks, I think they're really good, personally. Nwai obviously leading the way, excellent track. This looks like the next Emiliana, and it's going to be taking off real soon, like properly. There's a very good chance that this is one of those tracks. I think for me, it's going to definitely cross the, let's just say 30 million streams mark. I think that's what it's going to cross. Is it going to become as big as Emiliana? I don't know, because Emiliana was huge, man. It was huge. But yeah, it was good for CK to package this as part of Sad Romance and give the other songs even more of a push, because Sad Romance had hits, man. Hits for days. And I'm pretty sure he's working on something right now. Otherwise, yeah, that's really what I wanted to give you as a breakdown. So, what's the verdict? How is Sad Romance by CK? I rate it a solid 8.5 out of 10. Hits for days. It was nice journeying back to the other Sad Romance songs. But other than that, the four tracks that have been added, yo, there's some firepower there, bruh. So, kudos to CK for continuing with burning that flame. I think he's doing a fantastic job, and he's a hit maker. This guy doesn't know how to miss. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.